Or I think from a personal level, everything started in DRC, in Eastern DRC. As a Congolese, my childhood was influenced by armed conflict. I was born and I grew up in armed conflict. But it was just after high school when I did an internship in a local NGO in 2022. And I was in charge of going on the ground to visit camp of refugees, of people who were fleeing armed conflict. And it was in August 2022 when I went on the ground, and it was an IDP camp, and I met one child. She was living in that IDP camp. And when I tried to talk to him, he told me that when there was that outbreak of war, he was separated from his family. And from then on, he was living in that camp. He was wearing his uniform of primary school student, but he was that uniform. It is a white uniform, but it was black because since he moved, he fled war, he didn't have other clothes. And he was even, since he's the child, even struggling to access few humanitarian aid that was provided. And that day, I was really shocked. I felt powerless because there was nothing that I could do to help him, aside just from reporting what I met on the ground. And it is that day that I saw the gaps, because before going on the ground, I had time to learn about human rights, about the ICCPR, and I was shocked because it was totally different from what I knew. When I was learning about human rights, I was really blown away and saying, so we have this kind of right. But when I was on the ground, I was saying, so there is nothing that I can see here on the ground. There is nothing that is mentioned. You have this kind of right, but definitely there is nothing. And I said, maybe it is that day that I said, maybe I should be the voice for the voiceless. They have no one to represent them. So it is that day that I took the decision to join the law school, because I said, I must become a voice for the voiceless. They need to have someone who will be defending them. And it is that specific day that I can say that my human rights advocacy started.